Welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast Show. In episode 35, our hosts, Mitch Glenn and Brad Wiegman, interview National Professional Fishing League founder, Al McCulloch. McCulloch talks about the history of the National Professional Fishing League, qualifying tournaments, National Professional Fishing League Championship, live streaming events, Luke Duncan and Fat Cat Newton. Tackle Time features Pico Lures trolling weights. And now, broadcasting from deep in the heart of the Ozarks, your hosts, Mitch Glenn, owner of Pico Lures and national sales manager for major fishing companies, and Brad Wiegman, an outdoor writer, fishing guide, photographer, and social media content manager. Together, your hosts will cover everything from fishing for crappie, bass, and other game fish to interviewing renowned fishing guides and pros on the hottest lakes and rivers. Fishing Guide Podcast is sponsored by Pico Lures, founded in 1933. Legendary Pico Lures has a complete line of fishing tackle for any angler and all game fish. Pico's famous for its Pico Perch, Side Shad, Pop, Little Pop, and its crankbaits are the hottest crankbaits with 25 color patterns and growing. Pico's jig heads, soft plastic lures, and marabou jigs will fill your buckets and live well full of game fish. Pico also has an exclusive line of bass fishing jig heads. Several of these Pico jig heads feature the Easy Keeper Coil system. And now, here are your hosts, Mitch and Brad.
How's that? This week, we even had a little cheering section going on. Because we have Al with the National Professional Fishing League. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
All right. Well, Mitch is here with us in the studio. He's been off a couple weeks because he's been making lures for these anglers. Tell us a little bit about the background behind the National Professional Fishing League.
Well, to start off, we kind of started this project or endeavor in October of 2019 when we saw that there was kind of some rumblings between the different organizations as far as, you know, buyouts and all that kind of stuff. So I've been in the industry for about 14 years. Running bass tournaments for helping a family. They're the owners of it, the Big Bass Bash and Anglers in Action. So kind of cut my teeth as far as tournament trails goes 14 years ago. And once we kind of started things being mixed up late October 2019, started to reach out to guys in the organizations that I befriended over the years and just kind of got a asked them some questions, how they feel about the trails, et cetera, and saw that there was an opportunity maybe to start up another professional bass trail coast to coast. And if we could put this thing together, myself, along with Brad and Michelle, the other owners, and Paul Benson, we started brainstorming. And fast forward to October now, almost a year later, here in a couple days, and you know, we made the announcement in 2019, and we've just been plugging away to develop the angler field, sponsors, and the schedule. And, you know, we've got our first event coming up the first week of March at Eufaula, Alabama, in the great bass state of Alabama. We'll be down there to kick off the inaugural season of the NPFL.
And this is a series of qualifying events, right, for a championship?
Yeah, so there's six seasonal events. We've got two spring events, two summer events, two fall events. The field will be limited to 125, and the top 25 anglers in points will qualify for the non-entry fee championship, where we'll be giving away over $250,000 and $50,000 to the champ at that championship at the end of October in 2021.
Awesome. I like the sounds of that split up throughout the year like that, too.
What's that? I'm sorry.
I say I really like the sounds of one being split up throughout the year like that.
Yeah, it's something a little bit different, you know, when talking to the anglers, reaching out to them and everything. A lot of them, you know, having the opportunity to fish in the fall time was something that was intriguing to them. And then on top of that, by spreading out the schedule, it helps individuals because most of the anglers that we know, even though we call them professionals, they've got families and they've got a career, a job, or they've got a business.
Hear that?
So
yeah.
To spread the schedule out, it's a little bit more conducive to their personal and business schedules and for them to kind of achieve their dreams as far as fishing for big time money on the professional bass circuit.
Right. I like it.
And some of the things that you're doing to promote the anglers, that is also going to make this a special, you know, a special league that's going on.
Yeah. So, you know, what we've got consisting of our field right now, when we looked into starting up the NPFL was, you know, there was quite a few anglers in the Costa / Toyota series, a lot of guys in the BFLs that, you know, they've qualified for, you know, whether it's FLW or for bass or whatever it might be organizational wise, but there just wasn't any spots. So if you look at the three organizations that are out there right now, that's roughly 300 spots. We felt there was a lot of guys at that AAA level on the Toyota Costa series and the BFL level that wanted to take the next step. There just wasn't room for them. So the NPFL is providing a format for these anglers to fish against, you know, another 124 guys or gals on the professional bass circuit. And this is an opportunity for them, of course, to still fish those other series. But now we feel we're going to introduce another 125 anglers to the rest of the nation. And it's contingent on the organization to help those anglers and get out there and market. And we kind of give them some guidance. And, you know, we're going to want to introduce all 125 to the world out there as far as anglers for them to follow and become fans of and jump on their team, et cetera, et cetera.
So have you got your fields full, I'm assuming?
Our field is not full as of right now. We're close to filling that field.
Okay.
We've got a lot of invites out there like right now. I would say probably our field is about 90% full.
Okay.
And we're not going to find any problem filling that field out there. And these anglers range from, you know, we've got a lot of West Coast guys, Southeast, Central, Northeast, Texas guys, all that kind of stuff. So they come from all parts of this great nation.
Right.
Yeah, we happen to have, I know Eric Jackson's going to fish in that.
Yes, so, EJ will be fishing with us.
Yep.
And so I've been hanging with EJ lately with his brand new kayak. I'm going to assume you're not going to let him fish out of his brand new kayak.
Well, I tell you what, whatever EJ wants to, but we've got a minimum horsepower of 150 in our rules contingency there. So
you probably better not dare that old boy to mount
one. I don't know if the
one.
Apex can handle 150. The Apex has a hard enough time when Eric's in there paddling away with the physical condition that he's in.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And Brian Smith, he was on our show a couple weeks ago. He is a West Coast stud out there. I was glad to see that he's fishing it.
Who'd you say again? I'm sorry.
Brian Smith. Yep.
He's
a real good angler. So.
Yeah, he is a, he's out there in California. I believe it's Roseville or Rossville.
Yep.
Yeah. So we've got some guys from California, the Golden State, as they call it. We got some guys out there in Utah. Uh-huh. Like I said, we've got a good spread, some angler from Nevada. We've got a good spread of anglers coast to coast that we'll be introducing the bass world to and all the fans. And like I said, these are guys that have got some great resumes, and they're going to put on a show for the fans out there that watch us on live stream.
So tell us a little bit about live streaming. Where will people see that? Where will they hear that?
Okay, so our live streaming is set up, which is crucial to any professional circuit. That's the way the viewers, the fans want to see it. They want to see it in real time. So they'll be able to view that, whether it's on our social media pages or on our website at tnpfl.com. The way that we'll have this set up at each of our events, we'll have 12 cameras on the water. 10 of those cameras will be designated to the anglers in the back of the boat. And then we'll have two camera boats that'll be basically roaming around depending on what the breakdown of the lake is, either north or south or east or west. That way they can get to anglers maybe that are making a move on a particular day. We'll be doing close to 1800 minutes of live streaming per event. We'll also have a trailered weigh-in with a live stream camera also there. So basically, to paint you guys a picture and your listeners a picture, when these anglers come in to weigh in, we'll have one camera as their truck and boat pulls up to the stage. Then we'll go to that, you know, weigh-in camera where the anglers will get out of their boats, walk up on stage, weigh their fish. And then as they exit the stage, we'll have another camera that will capture them. If they've got something that they want to show off to the live stream viewers, of course, you know, if they've got a 18, 20 pound sack, if they got a big fish, we'll have that all on the live streaming also. And then another thing that we're doing to kind of get the fans involved in the NPFL, we will be doing nightly roundtables, and we'll have more details that'll come out about that. But basically, at the end of practice on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and at the end of competition days on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we will do kind of a recap of that day where we'll have anywhere from 4 to 6 anglers with our host. They'll just kind of sit around a round table, have a couple cocktails and some dinner, and just kind of talk about the fishery, talk about their sponsors, or talk about anything that the host wants to talk about as far as questions go. This will give a good opportunity for, like I said, the fans to get introduced to our anglers, and we'll be rotating those anglers in and out. So if you look at one event, we've got just say 5 anglers per round table. That's 30 of them that we can get through. Or I should say 30. Yeah. 30 of them that we can get through per event, introduction wise to those fans out there. And then the live streaming part of it, like I said, for the anglers, their sponsors, the trailered weigh-in, it'll kind of give the feel of a classic atmosphere at every one of our events. That way all the fans that are on site can see those wrapped trucks and boats.
Right.
And the tournaments, do you have the schedule done?
The schedule is almost done. We'll probably have that out at the end of this month. We're waiting on one venue as far as our seasonal tournaments come to come on board. But the only one that we've announced currently is the Eufaula event, which is our inaugural event the first week of March.
Yeah, and Jack Tibbs probably welcomed you right in.
Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. Ann Sparks and Jack Tibbs and all them down there. When it comes to bass fishing, Lake Point, Eufaula, even the Gators are welcoming us down there.
Yeah, I tell you what, that is an awesome place when it comes to professional bass fishing, and for the welcome that bass anglers get when they roll into Eufaula and places like that in the South. It's like a whole new world, and I know those anglers, as they pull in there, they're if they haven't been there before, they're going to feel welcomed when
they
get there.
An awful lot of history comes from that little spot on the map.
No, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. They've got the sign down there, you know, World Capital of Bass Fishing.
Yep.
Yep.
They've got the big bass statue down there. You go into downtown Eufaula, it's a small little quaint town. It's grown up quite a bit over the last 5 years, but yeah, they definitely roll out the red carpet for bass anglers.
Yep. So tell us a little bit. I know that my friend Luke Duncan's going to be part of that.
Yes. Excited to have Luke on board. He is going to be our Al Michaels, our Mike Tirico for the broadcast. We're excited to have Luke on there. He brings a lot of knowledge. You know, he's got his podcast, Low Budget Live, that's been very successful. A lot of people respect him in the industry. It was a long process to come to Luke, but at the very end, we were pleased with our choice. I think the fans, as far as the play-by-play goes, you want somebody that has knowledge, but you want somebody also that has a great personality, and Luke brings both of those to the table. We'll have Fat Cat Bernard Newton will kind of be our correspondent at the event, and everybody knows as far as his comedy and knowledge goes, it'll be entertainment for all the viewers. And we're in the process right now of interviewing some other people to fill in some other seats. But as far as the broadcast goes, with Luke heading that, we're extremely excited about it.
And again, where will they see Luke and Fat Cat? That's part of the live stream?
Yeah, that'll be on the live stream. We're working out details. You know, we're having a studio built with our media production company up in Wisconsin. If we can have both of them on site, that would be best. But we've got to work through some details as far as, you know, IT goes and internet and et cetera, et cetera. But Fat Cat will most likely always be at the events. He'll be out on the water with one of those roaming camera boats. And then Luke, if we're able to achieve it and have our studio on site at locations, he'll be down there also. If not, he'll be up in Appleton, Wisconsin.
I think Fat Cat Newton, he needs to just have a pontoon.
You know, wouldn't that be awesome
just to have like Fat Cat Newton on the pontoon?
A wrapped pontoon.
A wrapped pontoon. Yeah.
A wrapped pontoon boat.
And do like a barbecue.
And a
grill.
Yeah, have a grill and a fridge. And
absolutely.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
There would be like a limit. Like, okay, there's a limit. You can't have more than 50 people on that pontoon.
Yeah, of course, now we got to hire a driver, I guess. So.
we'll definitely have to hire a driver, and on top of that, we'll have to abide by Water Patrol's rules and regulations. That's for sure.
That's right. That would be awesome. So for someone who hasn't heard about the National Professional Fishing League, tell us one thing that you want everyone to know about this.
One thing that I want everybody to know about this.
Yes. And maybe something that you haven't told anyone else.
Well, I'll tell you what. When we turn on the light switch the first week of March down in Eufaula, Alabama, we are bringing a production. It is going to be exciting. We've got 125 anglers that have earned their spot in the field. And it's going to be pure entertainment. That's what I can tell everybody as far as what we're going to bring to the table here. It's going to be exciting. The trailered weigh-in, I think that's a new aspect that is really going to get people involved, whether they're on site or not on site. And it's going to be a production. It's going to be a show.
That sounds awesome. That'd be great for the sponsors of the fishermen too, with their boats coming through.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that aspect of it, especially for the anglers and their sponsors, to highlight them on their trucks and their boats, because a lot of them are local sponsors in their small hometowns, to get them some airtime, to support those anglers. Because look, it takes $30,000 just in entry fees to fish this circuit. Then you probably got another $10,000 or $12,000 in expenses, depending on how you want to do it as far as hotels or camping and all that kind of stuff. So it's definitely an investment. And for those individuals, you know, whether it's a local mom and pop hardware store or a restaurant that are on, one of the anglers' teams, to give them some publicity and get that whole town behind that individual angler, that's a key aspect. And that's what we wanted to do for the anglers.
Something that I haven't seen yet, and maybe I just overlooked it, who is going to be the tournament director?
The tournament director right now will be myself.
Uh-huh.
Look, we're lean and mean. We're putting all of our capital into promotion, live streaming, and marketing of these anglers. Right. So we like to keep our overhead low. So the ownership group, whether it's myself, Brad, Michelle, or Paul, we'll all be juggling dual roles. The biggest key for this thing is, look, it's a professional bass tournament. We want to make sure when these anglers get down to that location, everything is taken care of, put them out on the water, and then have those anglers come in and get the fans excited, whether they're on site or off site. So for us, we've got to be lean and mean for the first few years and concentrate on bringing an event that is exciting to the viewership and also to the anglers.
That sounds really good, man.
Appreciate it.
Yep. So if people wanted to find out more about the National Professional Fishing League, where would they go?
So they can go to our website, which is www.tnpfl.com, or they can follow us on Facebook and Instagram at the National Professional Fishing League. We've got updates there. We've got different articles and podcasts and articles that have been written about us as far as information. We've got our rules up there. We've got the roster of those guys that have signed contracts have been posted up there. And then just, the who, what, when, where, and why of who we are and what we're doing.
And all your other social media links, everything up through there too.
Yep. Everything is right there on that website.
All right.
All right. Well, we sure appreciate you taking time to visit with us about this, and we're pretty excited. Can't wait to see
forward to seeing some of this.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, for you guys' podcasts and all that stuff, our doors are always open. And here's some more content for you guys to chew on and you know, talk about to your listeners.
You bet.
And like I said, it'll be a good time in 2021. Hey, Brad, Mitch, appreciate the time today on your show.
You bet, man. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Tackle Time is sponsored by Pico Lures, famous for the Pico Perch, Pop, Little Pop, Side Shads, Deep Diving Crankbait, Square Bill Crankbaits, Bass Jig Heads, and a complete line of fishing tackle for crappie and other game fish.
Hey, it's time for Tackle Time. This week on Tackle Time, let's talk about weights. If you're going to crappie fish, you need trolling weights. You might be trolling a crankbait, you might be pushing a crankbait, you might just be spider rigging. Well, brand new this year, we've got a whole new lineup of weights that we've made, from spider rigging to bottom bouncing to pushing to dragging. We've taken regular size trolling weights all the way from 1/2 ounce up to 3 ounce, and we put swivels in each end of these things, so you don't have to worry about line twist and tearing up baits and fouling hooks. We've made the best weight we know how to make, and we've got the whole lineup here for you at picolures.com. Check your local tackle stores, too.
There you go. There you have it. You got to have weights if you're going fishing.
It's all about the weight.
There you go. Dead weight.
Dead
sometime.
Weight. Yep. Hey, man, it's, you know, that one time a year when the fish don't bite, try throwing that 3 ounce weight out there and reeling it back in. It's a ton of fun.
There you go. Hey, thanks for listening to the Fishing Guide Podcast Show. Please subscribe, rate our show.
Hey, tell us what you want to hear about.
Hey, for Mitch and myself, keep your hooks sharp and your lures in the water.